it's a huge blow. And while the defense got all the credit, and, you know, rightfully so, deserved it, I tell you what, though, the offense still had to move the ball. And remember, they didn't have a quarterback that was a 4,000-yard passer. Trent was, he relied on that running game. And Jamal Lewis, and talking to Brian Billick, I mean, throughout, you know, Jamal Lewis's rookie year, he loved him. He said he's got a chance to be a star, and he does. He runs hard, but that is a devastating blow because let's not forget they lost Priest Holmes to the Rams,
mm-hmm.
who was their, you know, their go-to guy when Jamal Lewis was out or was banged up. He was their change-up pitchback. So now they not only have Jamal Lewis more than likely gone for the year, but now you don't have Priest Holmes. And this is a football team with Elvis Gerbach that Brian likes to run the football to set up the pass. This is going to be interesting. This is a whole – Jamal Lewis is to what, I mean, with the great backs, and I know he's only going into his second year, Bobby, but he is, to that offense, as important as what Eddie George does for Tennessee,
yeah.
what Denver's does, you know, Mike Anderson or Alandis Gary or Terrell was doing for Denver. I mean, that's the impact he had on that football team, and they were going to rely on him for 25 carries, and now what are they going to do? Puts a major, major burden on the passing game. And on the defense to have to do what they did last year now. But don't be surprised if you start to see Brian Billick make that effort to try and swing a deal for one of those Denver running backs.
Well, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he? Good. I mean, he loses the numbers last year, 1,364 yards and 6 touchdowns as a rookie, certainly very respectable.
Right.
And as you say, with no other options, it's, I mean, it doesn't sound as if this is something that he's going to be able to come back from, maybe at all. And so you are faced with the reality. You got to get somebody back there, and I guess Denver is the most logical place to look.
Right. You're not going to get it via somebody who's out there who's not playing right now. I mean, that's the first place that you have to look. I mean, you got to stare down there. Now, if you're Denver, you hold the team that was a Super Bowl champs ransom. You say, well, if you're in that bad a deal, then we'll take a first-round draft pick for one of our backs. So, you know, it happens early in training camp, which is one thing, but this is not something you ever prepare for. I mean,
would you make a deal like that if you were in Brian Billick's shoes?
Oh yeah, you have to. You have because and everybody thinks, you know, it was defense and that Brian, you know, that they're going to run the ball, which they do. But Brian loves to set up, you know, put that back in there and do it so he can set up. That's why he went out and got Gerbach, so they can be more effective with the pass. But I'm convinced that the quarterback throwing game is only as good as the guy you have behind you who can keep teams from crowding the line of scrimmage and who can keep teams from playing constant too, you know, vice versa. If you're going to crowd the line of scrimmage, then Elvis Gerbach is going to throw. But now teams can play back and say, well, until the Ravens prove they got another runner that can beat us. There's no question you have to go out and see if you can find something or somebody to fulfill that role, unless there's some guy in camp that we don't know enough about that steps up. But, you know, replacing Jamal Lewis isn't easy. But then I know three guys out in Denver, even though Terrell's a little bit, you know, with his knee, and still isn't fully recovered. There's a few guys out in Denver who are pretty darn good. So don't be surprised if there's a call made sometime tomorrow and trying to at least to hear what Denver has to say about that.